Bob the Builder is a cartoon character now appearing on BBC television, but headed our way. Bob is also the pop star of the year in England, having sold well over 500,000 recordings of his peppy little theme song with its rousing chorus of, "Can we fix it? Yes, we can." We're joined by David Sinclair, who is the pop music critic of the Times of London. Mr. Sinclair, this little number is obviously a huge commercial success. Is it a critical success?
I'd have to say it's had a mixed reception, Linda, to put it fairly politely. I don't think musically it's been given much credit, but certainly in terms of its catching people's attention, it's a phenomenon. I mean, you hear it in corridors at workplaces and around and about. It's become a kind of national catchphrase, and you know, as those kind of things go, at least it's quite upbeat and optimistic. Can we fix it? Yes, we can. That's quite unusual for the Brits to have such a sort of slogan, actually.
Who is this Bob guy?
Well, he's a cartoon character, as you say. He's part of a kids' TV program. In the story, he's a very clean-cut, upright citizen. And he's a builder, and he has lots of friends. He has Muck the Bulldozer, Lofty the Crane, Rolly the Steamroller, and Dizzy the Cement Mixer. And in each episode, they're sort of 10-minute animated episodes on BBC Children's TV. There's always something to fix or to mend or to dig or to scoop or, you know, you name it. And Bob's out there, and he does it. And the kids absolutely love it.
If Bob the Builder was number one in England, who did he edge out? I mean, who lost out to Bob?
Well, there was a ferocious battle first between Bob the Builder and Westlife, which is a sort of very saccharine boy band that we have here at the moment. And then he also knocked for six Eminem. That was the big battle, and there was quite a lot of fun about that, because Eminem was edged out once before by a French puppet called Mr. Oiseau, the last time with My name is Slim Shady. It was a battle for number one between Bob the Builder and Eminem for some time, but Eminem couldn't compete in the final analysis.
Well, based on your excellent judgment about whether music that is a success there will be a success here, what do you think?
Well, I feel for you. I think the television program is certainly going to be a success. It seems to have a very universal appeal. As for the music, well, it has been a very seasonal affair here, and obviously that's all gone now, so I think it's coming to you at slightly the wrong time of year to really have such a big impact. But I think you will probably become a bit more familiar with Bob the Builder as the months go by.
David Sinclair, thanks very much.
A pleasure.
David Sinclair is the pop music critic for the Times of London. We reached him at his home there.